I'm about to speak to a solicitor who's going to probably get you to perk your ears up a little bit, because they reckon the grass is greener on the other side. There is a lot of that. Apparently, nearly a third of people from this part of the world admit to being on a dating app. On a dating app while in a relationship. Let me speak to Niamh McCarthy. Niamh, good morning.
Good morning.
Niamh, you are a leading solicitor. It is not a good idea to be on a dating app if you are in a relationship, surely.
Well, whilst you'd think that, I think the results of the survey actually showed that quite a few people wouldn't mind, and they actually referred to it as part and parcel of modern life. So I think a lot of people, since the results have come out this morning, their initial reaction has been, no, hold on, you can't be on a dating app when you're in a relationship. But actually the results of the survey have been quite different in terms of the amount of people that would accept it and actually would happily forgive their partner if they found they were on a dating app. So it's not really as clear cut as we actually initially might have thought.
Okay, so what's the definition of being on the dating app? And there are many of them. If I've got a couple of them on my phone and I sort of look at them from time to time, is that being on it, or is being on it having a profile whereby you literally go on dates?
Either. I think having the dating app on your phone in itself is being on a dating app. It really comes down to, though, in each relationship as to what each party accepts. Some people may have a dating app on their phone and never go onto it. That in itself, though, could be an issue in some relationships. They could be meeting up with people or talking to people, and obviously then that's a much bigger issue.
How common are open marriages? Because this is going to lead round to us talking about divorce rates. And I'm sure there are couples who have a very happy and fruitful relationship, and they see other people and they know the other people and they're there for the long haul and they're not going to get divorced. But I would imagine if you have an open marriage or an open relationship and you occasionally see another person with the blessing of your long-term partner, that is a recipe for disaster.
I mean, it all comes down to, you know, each marriage and each relationship is completely different, and what people accept and what their boundaries are completely differ. And I think this actually, the survey shows it quite clearly in terms of what one person thinks is acceptable in their relationship, another person won't think is acceptable and actually would then consider breaking up with the person or divorcing them. So it really shows complete disparities in relationships, and it's basically a fact specific on the circumstances of you and your partner and what both of you are willing to accept.
So about a third of couples think it's okay to get involved with a dating app, and a third of marriages break up. They both go, if you excuse the term, hand in hand.
I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it, that people have said whether they've admitted to using the app themselves. I think what also needs to be looked into is actually if someone says, I've been using the dating app myself, what their reaction would be if their partner used the dating app. It's not always the case that if they used it, they're happy with the other party using it. And actually, there could be issues there as well.
But you work in family law. You have an understanding of breakups. Is this one of the main reasons why people are breaking up? Because getting a date is so handy. It's literally just tapping on a screen.
It is definitely increasing. And I mean, in the last 1 to 2 years, we've seen an increase in the number of people coming in citing either social media use or dating app use as a problem. It can be sometimes as a result of someone using a dating app, finding someone online and actually going on to commit adultery with them. Or it could be from someone meeting people online on a dating app and speaking to them. It might not meet up with them, but it's the very fact that they're chatting to someone online, and it's created more and more issues. I mean, dating apps in themselves are, there's many pros to them in terms of they're allowing people to speak to a whole range of people who they wouldn't have been able to speak to before and allowing people to meet up. But obviously there's going to be cons that go with that, and clearly the results of the survey have shown that a lot of people would consider divorce proceedings, so it is having negative impacts as well.
Would most people, I think I know the answer to this, but I'll ask it anyway, would most people who are on a dating app, whether it's a person in a long-term relationship who's male or a person in a long-term relationship who's female, if they're on the dating app, inevitably are they looking for sex with that person, or is there a possibility that they just want to have a wider friend base?
I mean, a lot of people have classed it as an insurance or backup plan, but then you have to go a bit further and say, well, the backup plan for what? For when your relationship breaks down and then this is going to be your new partner. We actually looked into the reasons as to why people said they went on the dating app in the first place. They were quite similar for men and women, but there were some differences. So for men, the main reasons they cited as to why they were using it were as a result of arguments, lack of sex life or boredom. And then for women, also arguments and sex life were an issue, but lack of attention came into it quite a bit as well. And I think that's one of the real elements of dating apps that people like, in terms of they grab their phone within kind of two or three swipes, they can be speaking to someone and getting the attention which they're craving elsewhere.
So attention is hugely important.
Yes, yeah. And I think it's that ease for people that they, if they're not getting it in the relationship, they might think they can't be bothered to even speak to their partner or try and work on that, because they think they can just get their phone out in 2 seconds and get that attention from someone else.
Apps are a disaster in many ways, aren't they? Like, Niamh, you're not as old as me. I've seen it all develop over the years. And if you think about, say, gambling apps, for instance, where people who have a bit of a slant towards gambling addiction are now completely hooked just on the phone they have in their hand, losing money hand over fist. You could lose your relationship, lose your partner just by misusing an app. There's a warning, a huge warning goes with the next app you're downloading.
There does, but I think it's, at the end of the day, the issues are still the same in terms of the marriages and, you know, lack of attention and arguments. They're always going to be there. I think the issue now is just that ease of access. Before, dating websites have obviously been around for quite some time, and being able to meet someone has always, you know, will always be there. Previously, obviously, you need to be more proactive and go out and do it. Whereas now it's just that ease and that speed in which you can do it, which is obviously creating problems. But we obviously have to look at, you know, the pros of dating apps themselves. And many people have gone on to be able to find their partner and gone on to marry them. So there are, you know, a lot of advantages of them. But clearly, hand in hand, there come disadvantages and consequences of using these apps.
Yeah, some fellas still do it the old-fashioned way. You can go down the pub, meet a girl with a black beetle, get stopped for drink driving, get yourself into all sorts of difficulty.
That they do, exactly.
No comment from the solicitor. Niamh, good speaking to you. Thank you. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.